This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock, playing July 13th. That's the second day of Loud and Local Fest. Next Saturday at Club Hectic, Loud and Local Fest. 26 bands, two stages, two nights, all ages. This is going to be the banger of the summer. It's going to be a blast. Out at Club Hectic in Linwood. Tickets available now at loudandlocalfest.net. One of the bands playing Saturday, The Lion and the Sloth. Welcome to Loud and Local, y'all.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Let's go around the room. Tell us what your name is and what you do in The Lion and the Sloth.
Start off first. My name's Santos. I play guitar and I sing, and I'm the lion.
Okay. Who's the sloth?
That would be me over here. I play a lead guitar and I write a lot of the lyrics as well. I'm also, my name's Phil. Probably, it's probably important.
I'm Casey. I also play guitar and help sing when I can and do all the other things and stuff.
He also gets us to every show. He's the
backbone of our band.
Okay, nice.
You
the band dad, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mom and dad are right there.
Van
right.
Manager, too.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
The man of the road. He gets us where we need to be on time.
And last but not least.
And I'm Nick. I'm the drummer.
Okay. And we're missing one member.
Yeah, that's Jack
Thompson.
Jack Thompson. He's the bass player. He's also in a band called City of Industry.
Great band. What's he doing tonight? What's his excuse?
I think girlfriend's birthday, probably.
That's what I recall
from the group chat.
Yeah, no, he gets to have female relations.
Poor guy.
We're hanging out here.
Yep, we're all. Yeah,
fair enough. Dude party over here. Right on. So you guys have a new record called Silver Skin.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to be playing a song from it in a little bit, but let's talk a little bit about the Sloth. I've been playing you guys for a little while now, but I kind of want to know, like, what's the backstory? Who wants to jump in and tell me about The Lion and the Sloth?
Santos tells it better. It started when me and him were still in high school, so...
Wow.
So, without going into it too hard, we...
No, let's go into it hard, dude.
Okay. We met in, like, my freshman year of high school, and he was in a band, I believe, with Casey at the time, like, 10, like...
It was right before that. It was a band called Vital Attraction that they kicked me out of, actually.
Rude!
So,
high school times.
Yeah. Scream in the cafeteria, because there was this goth kid that would always bring his acoustic guitar and play, like, Black Dahlia Murder covers.
Sounds about right, yeah.
His name is Caitlin Thompson, if you're listening, bro, dude.
Does he play in any bands?
I don't know, currently. I think he might be doing some music, but if he's listening, I'll definitely let him know. Like,
definitely, there's a lot of karaoke. I see karaoke videos online. He's great at that.
Shout out, Kalen. Yep.
But yeah, it's Phil heard me and he's like, "Oh, dude, I have a show this Friday for my other band. I'm supposed to do the vocals and play guitar, but I suck. Can you please do this for me?" And I was like, "I don't know if my parents are going to be cool with that," and they weren't. And Phil bombarded every class I had for like a week straight, and like. Just was like, all right, start screaming. Like
I just kept saying it was my birthday, and the teachers thought it was okay. They're like, okay, fine, it's your birthday.
That band went, and it fell through, and I started doing like a lot of projects, and I still have one going on right now called Ground Feeder.
And, oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Starting up again right before Lion in the Sloth, there was a band called Autumn's War, which was like pretty much like all of our friends just kind of jumping in on tracks that Phil was writing on Audacity.
Like, shout out Audacity.
Yeah, and so after we did that and that also failed, we were like, why don't we try to get way more into it? Like, let's not have bad recordings. Try to actually find members that are actual bass players, actual drummers, actual guitar players. And
I had like wasn't playing music for a little while, and I wanted to start playing music. I realized how flaky people were and how hard it was to try to get people involved.
Yeah.
So I was like, Santos, me and you just need to start a project. Just me and you against the world. But it wasn't just me and us, because we needed someone else to do drums and record us.
Yeah.
We found a gentleman named Jacob Hansen.
Okay.
Who he was in a few bands. Bands.
He's, I Declare War.
Prestige.
Is currently in Dark Watch.
He's in currently in Dark Watch. Yeah. And he recorded all of the first early Lion in the Sloth. He wrote the original drums and bass for our first EP, Birds Eating Birds. And he was a big, huge help for this. It started as a studio project. It was me, Santos, and we reached out to Jacob to pay him to help us out.
He paid him to write drum tracks and just give us like pretty much everything that he could. Because he had recorded my band previously, Ground Feeder, everything that we'd done. So that was kind of like his his portfolio, we already know how good he is. Let's just get him involved here and like try to get the ball rolling quicker, because we don't want to depend on other people. And we're kind of like in the we had the writer's bug at the time. We're like just writing, getting stuff out. We were super impatient, and we were like, let's just go. And once we got all the music and stuff recorded, finalized, we put it out, and then that's when we started asking other people to see if they could like join. And that's where we got Nick, because he was.
We went through a couple drummers. Kind of a hard, tough time. We had two drummer tryouts. One was our beloved friend named Danny. Shout out Danny Boy over in Oregon. He's an amazing guy and not Grace the best Burtman. Drummer, but we wanted him so bad because we love him so much.
And we had Grace Burtman.
And we also had Grace Burtman, and she was just so busy. But
fantastic Nick, drummer, though. She's a great songwriter.
I had known Nick since middle school. We went way back since middle school, and I knew he was also in a couple of band projects and pretty busy man. But I reached out to him to see if he'd want to play drums for us, and he was actually said yes.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard the EP, and I was like, sold.
And then Jack is pretty funny. Jacob Hansen found him for us and was like, you should reach out to this bass player that I found. And we did. And he's like, yeah, you guys are pretty cool. And now he's one of our best friends. We're family now.
That's awesome.
I was just hanging out right before they went and recorded Silverskin, because they had basically written all of it before I joined.
I'll correct one thing there. At the very end, we were asked by our producer, Neil, because we had like 14 songs written, and he was like, people don't have that high of attention span. You got to really shorten it up and make it like just sweet, short, to the point. And that's when Casey was hanging out with us, because a lot of his other bandmates and his other band called Rather Ordinary Dudes were living really far away. And Casey was just kind of like, we would meet up and talk gear, and he would kind of help us set up our pedal boards. And then it kind of grew from there. And then he would hit the record button when we would finish up the...
When we were demoing out the end of Silverskin.
Yeah.
We tried to hammer out lyrics at the end there, too, and he'd throw in a lyric here and there. We'd get wings every Wednesday.
It was a great time.
We'd sing Usher.
Yeah. Let's pause for a second. You're in a band called Rather Ordinary Dudes.
Yes.
Okay. Rod?
Rod. Yeah.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Okay. All right. Shout out to Rod.
Yeah, we're kind of a math rock thing. It's fun.
Okay, awesome. We'll keep going. Yeah, so with the story.
Yeah,
so we were originally going to have Casey just kind of be somebody that was there to document everything for Silverskin, because we wanted like vlogs, like kind of stuff that we could look back and see if we could edit to get some cool content, because we were fully blown, like, before it was recorded again, because we had to record it once, sent it to the producer, and then he was like, okay, now I know exactly what you guys need. Let's re-record it now. We were pretty much just like, okay, we're set to go. We know what we want to do.
Yeah.
Everything's there, but that was, we were blindsided because recording stuff was so much more easier in some spots and harder in some spots. And then that's when Casey, like, when it was probably our second day recording, and I had woken up and Casey was already playing and learning every single song that we've had.
Wow.
Written. And he was just supposed to sit there and take photos. And it, as we kept going in the recording process, Casey was helping each member with pedals and sounds and helping Neil actually record, like, a lot of it too.
Figuring out what time signature our songs are in.
You basically worked yourself into a job.
That's basically it. Yeah, no. Yeah. I provided a quality service to these guys, and they're just like, okay, now you are part of us.
Yeah.
So, but no, Casey and I go way back, way far. I've known him since I was probably in eighth grade.
Yeah, we've known all of each other since high school at least.
We all go way back. Yeah, yeah. It's just like Washington's pretty small music wise. If you play music, you know each other.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys are not Seattle band. You're a little bit north, right? So you're about 20 minutes north of Seattle. Is that right? Or
half hour, 45 minutes. We're from a small town called Marysville.
Marysville. Okay. So Marysville emo. Is that right? Or is emo a good reference point?
Post-hardcore is kind of what we were going for.
Okay. Post-hardcore.
Just because there's more screaming involved than singing. But
totally.
It, Santos would 100% call us a shoegaze band.
We're trying to lean more in that direction these days.
Nice.
That's just, okay. I just want to say that on the radio just so I can be like, we're a shoegaze band.
There we go. Okay, cool.
Even though we're like, we have shoegaze choruses, all right, guys? If any of the shoegazers are out there and getting mad, being like, you guys are not. I'm like, our choruses are.
Check out Firewater. It's about to play. It's pretty
nice. Okay, so tell me a little bit about growing up in Marysville. Were there bands in the area?
Oh, gosh, yeah, no. So they're the local scene. It was crazy. Like, Nick was a big part of it. Hey, do you want to explain a little?
Were there venues?
Yeah,
Well,
there's a lot of churches. Well, a lot of churches back in the day would have local shows.
It was so there was the Annex for a long time,
and it was a free venue for kids.
Yeah.
For a long time. So bands would play, and they'd give them like donations from what kids could offer.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always a free venue for kids to come in and like see live music, and that was awesome.
The skate deck would have shows too.
That was my favorite thing, and they had a band called The Last Romance, which later became Greet the Sea. Phenomenal, like indie punk band.
Shout out Brett Shelton, he's my sweet prince.
Yeah, they were the ones that I first saw do like a roller rink show, and it really got me into music at the local skate inn in Marysville.
And then there was another church right in downtown called Damascus Road, and that's where me and Santos played a bunch when we were in high school.
Yep.
Didn't they call it something?
Yeah, then there was the Reverb.
Yeah,
on Friday nights. The weekends it was called the Reverb.
They would change it to the Reverb. Yeah.
They'd give us money too, which is pretty cool.
So
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Living north of Seattle, 30 minutes north of Seattle, I got to ask, was the AC/DC to you guys, was that basically like the biggest rock band in the world, like growing up?
Essentially, finding that genre of music was like the AC/DC for us growing up. Like there was a lot of other bands.
Because they're from the area.
They're from the area too. Yeah. There was also another band that Phil really loves that put me on. Like there were bands like
The Blood Brothers.
The Blood Brothers or The Number 12 Looks Like You.
Minus the Bear.
Minus
also.
The Bear. Mm-hmm.
Like they
Modest Mouse is a big one.
Botch.
Growing up. Botch, yeah.
But them being right in Muckle T.O. was a big thing. Like, I remember hearing about them playing, like, talent shows, and then when their self-titled dropped, I heard about it, but it was, like, right before I had my license, and then they dropped Doppelganger right into the time when I was able to go, like, drive and go to concerts for the first time.
Yeah. So
they were my big, like, whoa, I want to play music that's weird and different.
Yeah, totally.
And
the style played was, you know, kind of weird at the time. It's still weird, but like it's so much has a bigger audience now.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many like kind of left brain strange bands that are kind of blowing up these days. So, you know, even, you know, that band Bill Murray is huge, you know.
Yeah, and the old Attack.
Yeah.
I love him.
I love Attack.
Those guys are funny too.
It totally.
Attack?
Yeah, Bill Murray was the old singer of Attack.
I have no idea.
All the auto-tune stuff? Yeah, that was him.
Dude, he's hilarious live. Mm-hmm. The stuff he says when he's on stage is so funny.
You would never know that if you didn't, you know, do some deep dive. That's the guy from the Crabcore band.
Yeah.
You know,
and I love those, like, you know, hearing musicians like start from something like that where they maybe would be like, oh, this is cringe or something. And then now they're like in a really huge band that's like almost bigger than like
It's the Sonny Moore syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, from First to Last to Skrillex.
Well, First to Last.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's all about being part of the times, man. That was the real cool stuff back then.
Absolutely, man. So tell me a little bit about you guys print your own merch?
Yeah. I got sick of like trying to price out stuff through other people.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can do this myself. So I bought a screen printing press and started still screening a bunch of stuff for all of the bands that I could. And then I was like, well, I want to take this like a step further, so I got myself an embroidery machine.
Wow.
So now I do like hats and patches for us as well.
That's awesome.
So yeah, just doing everything DIY as much as we possibly can.
Do you ever see that being a full-time career for you?
I work in accounting right now.
Yeah.
And it does a thing. If I could get like an automated system, like that would be the dream. If anybody wants to pitch in to help me with the printing setup,
yeah,
get at me. That's my passion.
That's
minus
awesome.
Music,
man. Yeah.
This is the real passion.
There we go.
Nobody likes music for real. It's all a show.
Thanks, Phil.
So the Lion in the Sloth, the name, is it really, you know, Santos and Phil? Is that like,
yeah,
is better than Santos and Phil?
Yeah. No, we all do have our animal names. So Santos is the lion, Phil is the sloth.
What are you guys?
The Jack, who is in here, is the bear.
I'm the wolf.
And I'm the deer.
Okay.
It's not something we take like super seriously or anything.
It's not like a or something.
We're not furries, okay?
We more just, started with the Lion and the Sloth, and, like, you know, even Santos's name being a vocalist on, like, social media and stuff is, like, Lion's Mouth, you know. It's a cool name for, like, a vocalist.
Yeah.
And so, and then Phil, yeah.
It kind of pertains to, like, in a weird way, who we, like, it's like, what animal do you identify yourself with? And it's like, I picked the lion because I got long hair and I scream, so that's a lion going, rah, and then Phil's... You know,
the Sloth. I love to sleep.
He's got super long fingers. He plays guitar like crazy. Nick, I've always seen him like always do his own stuff, but he's always been like by himself. So he's like the lone wolf.
Yeah.
Super fast at drums. Jack's huge. He's like 6-something.
Yeah, he's just,
so
he's
we're just
a big
like,
guy.
He's the bear.
He's a big hairy dude.
Super hairy. And then Casey, he's
look
like.
At him.
He's
look at him. He's the deer. Yeah, no. I'm nocturnal and just running around getting hit by cars.
Because every time Casey says something, you want to say, that's nice, deer.
That's nice.
Aw. That's awesome. I love that.
I heard deers are actually controlled by Satan. No cap.
Really?
It's true.
It's real.
So he's controlled by Satan.
Those are not antlers. Those are devil
horns. Out here spreading misinformation.
So you guys, beyond playing the Loud and Local Festival, which again is coming up July 12th and 13th, that's next weekend at Club Hectic in Linwood, loudandlocalfest.net for tickets. 26 bands, 2 different stages, all ages. That's a key thing is you know, growing up, you know, you didn't always get to go to the cool shows because a lot of them are 21 and over. Very important that this was an all ages event. So bring your friends, bring your kids, bring your parents, bring your grandparents. All ages doesn't mean just the youngsters. It means all the oldsters, too, you know. You bring anyone. You guys are also going to be playing Screaming Brain Art in Skateboarding and Music Festival.
Yeah.
Out in Montana.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Be our first time, like...
Outside of the state.
Well, second time outside the state, but, like, the longest venture we've taken by far.
So far.
Yeah, got the RV all ready, gonna hit Coeur d'Alene the day prior. We're playing 2 shows in Coeur d'Alene prior to the Saturday in Montana for the festival. Very excited for the festival. They're having like a skateboard competition. It's being held at like a local skate park in Troy, Montana.
Right on the river too, free camping. It's a free event actually, so check it out. Screaming Brain Festival. All free.
Right. Trucks are vending.
I think camping lots are only like $20.
It's all awesome. For mental health. We're very excited to go out there and support and be a part of it.
Cool.
And then our 2 shows the day before are in Idaho. We're playing a fish restaurant. It's literally a fish restaurant called Fish On, so that'll be interesting. And then we're playing a brewery after that, a couple hours later, called Black Lodge Brewery.
Cool.
In Coeur d'Alene.
So. Nice, dude. All right, I got a question for you guys. So you guys are younger than I am, I'm assuming, you know, it's an odd time where we're, you know, we're living in right now, and everyone's online, social media and stuff. How hard/difficult is it to navigate, you know, putting time and energy into music versus putting time and energy into, you know, making content and staying active on social media? Do you ever find yourself, you know, hard pressed to like just focus on the music, or, you know, I guess that's kind of a question. I'm just
it's
curious.
It's difficult. Yeah. I feel like, because essentially nowadays you're making like an artist now only, not like back in the day, like, you know, these guys would kind of be like Casey. They would make their own artwork. They'd record it all by themselves. They'd print their own T-shirts. They do so much stuff, book their own shows, tours, etc. And now it's like, hey, now we need you to make content.
Yeah.
And I'm not going
to learn how to be video editors and all that stuff.
Yeah, and like, I'm not going to lie, I do not like that stuff. I really, like, I feel like every person in this band, like, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I know at some degree they don't like it either. Like, it's just, it's a lot of hassle and stuff, but the thing is, like, what Nick said earlier, it's like, you got to get with the times or you're going to fade out. So it's something that we're still learning and still navigating through. Like, we have to accept it, because if we don't, then we're just going to be, like, dust in the wind. Like, there will be another band that will be doing the same genre as us, and then actually put out content and go big on TikTok or something. And
it's not just about wanting to do it either, because we love doing it. We have a great time doing it. Our videographer, our director who does all our music videos, Brandon Hartsock, shout out to him.
Yeah,
he says we're his favorite people to work with. He begs us to keep doing music videos, and he even gives us deals because he loves doing it. And like, it's just mostly it comes down to money, because like if we had money to fund this, we'd do it all day long, every day long, but we still have to go work hours a day, five days a week, and then go make the content after.
Yes, that's the challenging part. That's a job in and of itself.
There's not enough time in the day.
And that you're playing music and trying to... Excuse me, one second.
Oh, no.
And then you're playing music and trying to, you know, stay active and make interesting art. And
so like one job's giving you money and the other job's taking it.
Yes, you're feeding your addiction to music.
And that's the big thing, too, is like it's such an investment. And even like, you know, even though you love doing it, it's like you don't always love doing what you love all the time.
Sure.
You know?
There's no better way to put it.
And there's times, especially, you know, like... There's a difference between just like playing music with your buddies and having fun and stuff, but if you really want to take it seriously and like get your name out there, it basically just becomes a second job.
Yeah, it's a totally new game. Like Santos was saying, like if you aren't a part of the social media, because that is how we consume media now. It's there in your hand. Like it's so quick and it's so convenient. It's just we spend more than the 30 seconds it takes to view a video on these songs, and it feels weird calling it content.
Yep.
Yeah, we have to, like, we don't want to be, like, necessarily content creators. We just would like to have our music that we produce, like, along with our videos, be kind of it. We want to still have the music speak for itself. Like, we love to make music videos comparative to, like, you know, making funny TikToks or something. Like, we do have funny moments.
If only we were bigger personalities, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying, like...
And we've never done this for the money. None of us have ever got into this to make money. I've always wanted to make people feel something. That's all I've ever wanted. It was people to feel something after listening to my music.
Yeah, no, and the big part of why I wanted to be a part of this band was how the music made me feel. It's like, it's something that is very real. That it comes very emotionally and from a very deep place.
Last thing you want is like to put together like really spend some time on make some amazing songs, and then you have 10 songs, and then someone goes, "All right, that's 40 minutes of content. What else do you got?"
Oh, that was sick. What's next?
Yeah, exactly.
But in a weird way, it's like, that's kind of like the fire underneath us that has to like keep us like, okay, like don't,
you're
like,
right.
Don't,
what is next?
Don't, like, you can't fail. Like, so now even though we have like Silver Skin out, we're thinking like, how can we like do more stuff with it? Like, we could have the behind the scenes that he did before. And then even they were suggesting like, what if we do playthroughs now?
So director people, commentary.
If they want to see like, hey, that riff that Phil played was cool. And it's like, oh, Phil put out, you know, Tablature and how to play it now on YouTube. So,
and yeah, right now we're just playing as many shows as possible. We just dropped the album, so we're just going to play as many shows all summer long. I think we're actually getting back in the studio to record, I think, 3 songs in September.
That's awesome.
That's what the timeline says. But yeah, no, very stoked to be playing this festival with you guys.
That's awesome. Hell yeah.
We played Club Hectic once before, and it was a lot of fun, so...
Very cool, man. Yeah, it's going to be a rager, man. And I was purposely, you know, tried to put as many different variety of bands. We got metal bands, we got pop punk bands, we got, you know, post hardcore bands. We have, you know, pop groups, kind of. You know, we have all kinds of stuff.
So yeah,
it really is like something that you don't see a lot anymore. I feel like I remember when I was younger, you know. Almost any local show you would go to would be mixed bills.
Mm-hmm. Be a pop punk band, a rapper, a metal band,
a pop punk band,
a techno group,
and like a hardcore band headlining or something.
Right on, guys. Well, we're going to play one of your songs here in a minute, but I am curious, you know, you guys are, you know, Northwest band. Favorite Northwest or Seattle or Marysville or just, Northwest bands of all time. And Phil, let's start with you, man. Favorite Northwest band of all time.
Oh, the Blood Brothers.
All right. You going to go to those reunions?
We already got tickets bought.
Nice. Cool.
We're hoping to play. So if anyone hears this and wants to book us for that tour,
all right, cool. All right. Let's go.
Johnny Whitney, please.
If you're listening. Happy late birthday.
I'd go Minus the Bear.
Minus the Bear, right on.
Yeah, no, I loved that growing up. Like it was my bread and butter into what the guitarist I am now is. So
awesome. And next,
definitely the Fall of Troy.
That's okay,
one of the biggest ones. Like hearing all their stuff when I was like 13, 14 years old was pretty life changing for me in the music world.
Awesome. Right on. And Santos, last but not least.
Oh, this is so hard. I don't know how to answer this question. I could, like, say Botch. I could say Melvins. I could say all that. But I think I'm going to rally it up and say Sunny Day Real Estate.
Yeah. Great band.
Yeah.
They're also doing reunions. They're doing Diary. They're going to be playing
that record. Yeah, I saw them two nights in a row when they first came back.
Hell
and
yeah.
And also Botch when they came back their first night.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands. There's, like, Unwound.
Yeah, great band.
Gosh, I
honorable mention minus the Modest Mouse, the other in band, Modest Mouse,
yeah.
Alice in Chains.
Yes.
Oh yeah, definitely Alice in Chains.
Nirvana.
There's so much.
All right, you're cut off, guys. All right. Where can people follow you guys and buy merch and whatnot?
Everywhere. If you go to our Instagram, you can follow us at every handle at Lion and the Sloth, all spelled out.
You can Google The Lion and the Sloth. All of our stuff comes right up.
Yep, we got YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify.
If you want to support us and buy our merchandise again that we print all ourselves, you can find us on our Big Cartel. We take all forms of payments.
And they do all the shipping, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's if you cool. come to a show and you're nice to me, I'll give you free merch.
There, ooh, hey.
I get in trouble.
He's like, it's bane of his existence.
Yeah, no.
Don't say that.
Can you
don't
cut
say
that out? No, I'm kidding.
You can catch them again. No, they're going to be playing the second night of Loud and Local Festival at Club Hectic. Check it out, loudandlocalfest.net. Tickets will be available at the door. It's an all-ages show. 26 bands, Lion and the Sloth. We're going to jump into a song called Firewater from the album Silver Skin. Who wants to talk about this one?
Firewater is my favorite song on this album.
Firewater is...
We've all had a very long and treacherous journey with alcohol, and this song is basically just about alcohol and our struggles with it and how we've used it to cope for all our problems. I think we're all kind of in a better place now.
Good.
2 years ago when we wrote this album, we were all kind of going through a hard time. Divorce, breakups, job losses...
Coming out of COVID, yeah,
and there was a lot of just bad stuff going on. And looking back on it now, we can all smile. But it's just about our battle with alcohol because we've all been there and we've all taken it for granted.
I can relate for sure. It's Firewater, Lion and the Sloth. Thanks, guys. Catch them at Loud and Local Fest. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's Loud and Local. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.